I should probably start by telling you that I'm not quite sure if I'm tipsy or buzzed, or I'm not drunk, I don't think. All I know is that there was a vast majority of a wine bottle that was full, and now it's empty. So there's that. I recently turned 21, and I didn't really do anything for my birthday. I had dinner with my roommates, who are all my friends, and my other friend, and we all went, and we ate it. Where we go, we went to Chili's on our campus. Chili's is like the best place you can eat if you don't want to spend too much money. And I don't know why, but I have a meal plan this semester, and because of that, I could eat there. Oh my god, I'm dizzy. Is this weird? This is weird for me. I've never really drunk alcohol. And on my birthday, what happened? On my birthday, I had the waitress who knew it was my birthday because I told her. She was like, "Oh, happy birthday." And I said, "No, thank you." And she said, "Oh, what do you want to drink?" And I said, "I have no idea because I'm new at this." And unlike a lot of people, I really didn't do the whole underage drinking thing. I didn't feel comfortable with it. I had only had one Mike's Hard Lemonade. That was when I was 20. So I wasn't versed in the whole thing. And so anyway, she says, "What do you want to drink?" And I said, "Well, I have no idea. I would like something sweet." And she suggests a Cosmo. And my friend, she goes, "Oh, yeah, so the Cosmo would be a good idea." So we wait, and she brings us the Cosmo. And oh my gosh, it was like the most bitter drink I've ever drunk in my life. It was not sweet. I don't care what people like. That was awful. And my friend, who is a much more experienced drinker, she's like on the side of our, like, you know how in your groups of friends you have like certain friends, like, you know, you have the alcoholic friend, but yeah, she's one of those. So she knew, well, she's not quite alcoholic, but you know what I mean, she's on her way. So she was like, "Oh yeah, no, that's not a good Cosmo." So we asked the waitress if it would be okay. Like, I could pay for it, but I would really enjoy, you know, something different. Because, you know, it's my 21st birthday. And the first drink I drink, I'd like it to be something I enjoy. I'm not one of those people who drinks to get drunk. I drink, if I do drink, because I enjoy the taste of whatever it is. So I went ahead and ordered a tropical sunrise margarita, and it came, and it was very good. I thought it was better than the Cosmo, way better than Cosmo. It was quite sweet, and it came in this blue martini glass, and the grenadine on the bottom, and then the pineapple juice in the middle of it, and then it was like kind of clear towards the top, so I had this like gradient color scheme thing going on. It was very colorful with the blue and the yellow and the red. But yeah, my birthday was basically that, just eating dinner because it was on a Wednesday, and it was a birthday on a Wednesday. I did. My best friend did, my roommate did, so it was silly. But so then, what else happened? And oh, a challenge. I put on a challenge. in that challenge I thought I would do. Because I know I don't really post that much to GWA, but I really like it a lot. So I thought I would use the challenge as a chance to sort of like spread my wings on GWA and do more things that people actually wanted to hear. And I mean, I wasn't sure anyone would really say anything. But also, I was slightly surprised that more people didn't request things. But then, also, I'm sure you might have noticed, there's been like a ton of turnover lately, like so many posts per day lately. Like people got to school, well, not school, maybe we got to school, and everyone started getting bold and posting all the time. And I was actually happy to have the ones I got. And I was nervous about it. And I have roommates. I have roommates. I have three of them. And they're all really nice girls. They're lovely. One of them is my best friend, and she's been my best friend since freshman year. We went to high school together, but I didn't know her. And she told me freshman year of college, when I recognized her from high school, she said that in high school I met her, but I ignored her, and that's unlike me. So I was very curious about, like, what? Because I don't remember meeting her. I just remember after a certain year of high school, I knew who she was. But I never remembered meeting her face to face. Apparently, she did. But I was reading in the cafeteria. And I read everywhere in high school. I mean, you couldn't catch me without a book. All of freshman year, I would read. I would read during class. I would, in history class. It was pre-IB world history, and I would read, like, I would sit the book on a little, like, you know, some desks were hollow. I would put it in the hollow of my desk, and I would read underneath it, or I would sit it underneath the history book so it would look like I was reading the history book, but really I was reading something different. The library was my best friend. We had a librarian, and we called her the Kraken. I only called her the Kraken after she, what did she do? She thought I was doing something bad and like eating in the library. I was eating in the library, but she never busted some of my friends for it, so I got mad at her. And I started calling her what all the other kids were calling her. She was a very stern woman, with like a short red-headed haircut. On Thursday, I think, what day did I get it? Thursday or Friday? On Friday. On Friday, I went with my best friend, and the two of us went to our grocery store. We went to Kroger. And we went because we wanted to get some wine. I was finally old enough to get some. And I never tried it, but I figured I would be a wine girl. Because, I don't know, I'm never one for just like, oh my gosh, turn up. And my school is full of ratchet people. So full of ratchet people. And they're always like, turn up, turn up, turn up. For me, the most I do is I slightly dial it up. And I feel like if you want to slightly dial it up, you go for wine. You want to turn up, you go to the ABC store and get some liquor. So, I went to the grocery store. And I got, well, one of my friends, the slightly alcoholic one, she thought we should get some Moscato wine, some raspberry Moscato is what I ended up getting. It was like Arbor Mist, which personally I didn't like, and the reason why I didn't like it was because the smell reminded me of shaving cream I used to have when I was like 13. I just couldn't deal with that smell. I couldn't deal with the smell. But the taste was bearable, but personally it was my thing. On the other hand, I got this bottle of Blackberry Merlot. And I just thought, whatever, I'll try something. And because I'm so new to the whole drinking scene, I have no idea what's a good brand or what's a bad brand. I don't know what's a good wine or a bad wine. I don't know. I just know what I like. And I know what I can, you know, decide tastes good to me. Hopefully, you know, as I get older, there'll be more experience behind it. But I went and I got that Blackberry Merlot, which is what I am currently ingesting right now. It's nice. It tastes like juice, but not juice, you know? Like, it's plenty sweet, but it also has that, like, sort of, I don't know, fermented aftertaste. It's not unpleasant though. Like, I don't know how to quite describe it. One thing that I found fascinating about alcohol is, like, I put that bottle in the refrigerator for forever and it comes down cold, but then it sort of heats up and blooms inside me. Feels like there's this like trail of fire inside me, like a straight line through the center of my being. And I can feel it even now, straight from my mouth to my belly. It's just this like line of flame. In Latin class, I learned a poem from Catullus, and he was talking about how a subtle flame was trickling down his limbs because he was in love with Lesbia. And it feels like a subtle flame is trickling down my body. It feels nice. It also feels like it's making me sleepy and dizzy. Seriously, I was sitting in my bed and I was just like hanging out, sitting in my bed drinking my wine out of an orange coffee cup. Classy. And I had to get up to get something, and I hadn't stood up this whole time, and I just drank like 4 glasses of wine. I just got up and all of a sudden I felt dizzy. I said, oh, I guess that might have been alcoholic. Sometimes you forget, especially when something tastes so good. I feel like the majority of this ramble has been about alcohol. I don't know how I feel about that. School has started. I have a class, Renaissance Literature, with this one professor, and he's very, very passionate about what he's doing. It's Renaissance Literature, but they're calling it Early Modern Lit this semester. And every student has to make their own book. Yeah, they have to make their own handmade book. And it's like 40% of our grade. And every class, we have to copy by hand an excerpt from the readings from class and put it in the book. It's like a commonplace. I can't. And what I did was I made it this weekend. I took a sketch. I went to our art supply store on Gray Street. I went and that was like a week ago. I've been putting off making this book. It's a very good thing I finished it this weekend. So what I did was I bought a sketchbook. I felt the paper and all that, and I bought a sketchbook. And then after purchasing the sketchbook, I bought an AWL, and it's a tool made for either sewing or bookmaking, and it pokes holes in things. It's just like a really thick, highly sharpened point. Like, it's like a metal pointy thing, and it just has like a wooden ball attached to it, so you can easily hold it in your hand while you're guiding this like weapon. So I got that, and I debated getting some thread, and I was like, no, I have thread at home. I don't know if any of this is interesting you at all, but I went ahead and did that. And I also got some pens. I'm left-handed, so almost every pen gives me grief. Like, and because I'm an English major, I write so much, so it's so important that I get the right pen. It's been a lot of hit and miss for me. Some pens work right away, and then they just trail off, and I can't get it to work again because of the angle I write at. But my favorite pen is always the fountain pen. It's so beautiful. It's nibs and the way the ink just flows down the center of the tip onto the teeny tiny ball, the point of the pen, the way you can make swooping cursive letters. I love writing in cursive, and the way you can make concise, lovely printed letters. I kind of am in love with handwriting. I love it so much. So if I geek out a bit about it like I just did, that's why. I just love pens. My dad, he collects fountain pens. He writes calligraphy. He has some of the most beautiful handwriting I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, I got some pens, these teeny tiny, like $2.99 fountain pens. And they're expensive because they're fountain pens. Any other pen wouldn't be this expensive. And I get to the counter, and it's on my birthday. Oh my gosh, I did this on my birthday. I completely forgot. So anyway, I bought it on my birthday, and this guy behind the counter, he was like, oh, you do know those are fountain pens, right? Because some people aren't prepared to write with fountain pens. I, however, am. And I said, yes, because, you know, I'm left-handed, and the normal pens, they kind of don't work. And he said, oh, we just got in this new pen. I can't believe I'm talking to you about pens. I'm talking to you about pens. I'm so interesting. It's sad. These are the things I actually get excited about. Or rather, it's sad that I think you might be interested in it. This is what you get for wanting to hear what's on my mind. I am kind of boring. So I got the sketchbook and the pens and the awls, and I went home and I proceeded to tear all the pages out of the sketchbook and make signatures. Signatures are bundles of paper that have been folded over. Signatures are 4 sheets each, and I made 4 of those, so it was 16, and they were doubled over, so it's 24, and then it's front and back, so it's like 48 pages. Good to see. Even though I'm not a math major, I can do certain things correctly. And I poked holes in them, the awl, which was really fun. If you ever want to make a book, make sure you get an awl, because it's so satisfying to put the to poke it through. Oh god. And then it took me forever. It took me 2 days to get around to actually sewing it. The interesting part was how I made the cover. I made the cover out of the cardboard backing of the sketchbook. Yep. I made out of the cardboard backing of the sketchbook. And I poked holes through that too. They didn't really help me. I ended up not using the holes. So I sewed all the signatures together, and that took me a little while. After I sewed all the signatures together, I put Mod Podge on I put Mod Podge on the spine of the book and on the sides. And so I connected the signatures to the cover through gluing. And then that wasn't quite enough, so I took the extra thread that I had and I wrapped them really tightly around the spine, tying it in place. And this is probably the most boring thing ever to you. I'm so, so sorry. I just was kind of proud of myself that I actually made it. And I finished it, and it doesn't look bad. So I won't fail. I told my professor about my Latin, and he was like, "Oh, good, I want you to use your Latin knowledge in your final essay." And I said to myself, shit, I just made more work for myself. I should have never told him I was interested in the classics. That's what you get when you talk to a classics major, if you never have. They always want to give you extra work. Oh, my goodness. How long have I been talking? I've been talking for 20 minutes. Oh, no. It's not oh, no, but I don't know whether or not you've been bored for 20 minutes. Because that would be awkward. But I also realized that wine makes me really horny. I mean, good gracious. Like, incredibly horny. It's not okay. It's not okay at all. Pretty bad. It's like the blood rushes downwards quite quickly when I've been drinking. and I figured this out because I had like a glass or two. No, I just had one glass. I just had one glass of wine. And just after that one glass, I don't know if it was psychosomatic or if it was real, but good gracious. I got so excited, and I had to, go ahead and take care of that. The other night, when I was all by myself, and I was thinking to myself, good gracious, I am just so excited tonight, what's going on? And I guess, oh my gosh, someone's yelling outside on the street. They're yelling for Emily. Who the hell is Emily? Is Emily worth yelling right underneath my window, sirs and madams? Is that really what we're doing today? Is this what we're doing tonight? Oh God, I hate this city sometimes. I have like these hypothetical conversations with a lot of people on the street on the weekends because it's fun for me. I swear. They get so live. I live across the street from a club. It's called Mansion. It's so ratchet. I mean, gracious me. And I went to get the pizza. We had to walk past Mansion. And I was just wearing my short little bummy shorts and some tennis shoes and a hoodie, and I was just like, I'm walking to get some pizza, it's not that serious. And we get in the pizza place, like I told you, and there's this, and we just stood in line, and I mean myself and my best friend, and we went ahead and did that. And there was this guy. And he comes in, and his friend comes in behind him. His friend's the one who was high. And the guy comes behind me, and I noticed he smelled really good. I was like, I didn't know if I should tell him. Yeah, I mean, like, would you appreciate it if someone turned around and said, oh, you smell good? Or would you be freaked out? That's my big question. I have no idea. So I sort of refrained. And like I told you, he was bouncing off the walls. He was very loudly talking about how family is bullshit, as he said. He said the blood is thicker than water thing isn't a real thing. It's based on something completely different that talks about the blood of the bond is stronger than the water of the womb. It's thicker than the water of the womb. And yes, that's a true citation of a saying, I guess. But I didn't understand why it needed to be said that loudly or that emphatically when I know he just entered the place. I have no idea if he knows these people or not because I'm not in his life. But can you hear the sirens? Can you hear them? I hope everything's okay. As I follow the broad street of my city, which inevitably means I get a lot of noise and a lot of light. I live directly across from a parking garage, so I get a stream of light from my window, unless I close my blinds up real tight, and even if I do, I still get a stream of light. I feel like I've been talking a long time, almost a whole half hour now, which means you've been waiting a whole half hour to hear this. So thank you for being patient, and talk to you soon because I like talking to you. Well, I like talking knowing you will hear me. I don't know if that's lame or not, but it's the truth. So I am gonna take my tipsy ass to bed, although I'm already in bed. Yeah, that made more sense in my head than outside of it. I'm going to listen to your audio again, and I'm going to definitely take advantage of the fact that this alcohol is making me happy. And thank you again, and I did miss hearing your voice. Goodness, it's delicious, so thank you for that. Again, I'm going to take my ass to bed. I've got like a big day of recording tomorrow, and then I have to like pretend that that's not my big to-do list for the day. How hard do you think that's gonna be tomorrow? Just be like, oh yeah, guys, I got stuff to do, so when are you going to the library again? And how long are you gonna be gone? Because no reason, just wondering. Yep, okay. One of my roommates, she was gone this weekend. The other two were here with me. She met this guy on Tinder, and they hit it off. And I saw him on one of their Skype dates. I stopped by and said hello. And he's a really nice guy. And she's like stringing him along, but not really. I just don't feel like she's ready. She's younger than me. I just feel like she's ready for a relationship, but at the same time, she likes him, but she's like weird about it and won't. I don't know, it's quite childish in my opinion. My opinion, it's like, if you like someone, if you genuinely like someone, and they're showing genuine emotion towards you, and they show willingness to work on it and patience and all that stuff, I mean, this guy is really good for her. But I feel like she's pushing him away because she's not ready. But then she's gonna act like she is ready. She invited him to come over. Yeah, come over here. He doesn't even live here. So I'm sitting here going, okay. You didn't need to know any of that. I guess it's just nice to talk to somebody about it. Anyway, I don't know. My big thing is it's like, no matter what, you know, just be honest with yourself. I feel as though she's not being quite honest with him about, you know, what she's comfortable with, what she's ready for, blah, blah, blah. And then there's that. So, I'm not looking forward to, like, talking to her with everybody tomorrow. Not because I don't like talking to her, but because I know how long it's gonna go. It's gonna stretch into the wee hours. And we're just gonna talk about, like, hey, you know, just make sure you're doing this, that, and the fourth. I want to just be silent. Because I got my recording system and I don't want to deal with the bullshit right now. I just went on another tangent. I said I was going to say goodnight. And I said I was going to take myself to bed. I feel like that was... I was just testing you. I was just testing you. Oh, man. Anyway, good night, darling. I'll talk to you soon. Again, thank you so much for the recording. And thank you for being such a sweetheart. I'm gonna go to bed now. Bye.